Welcome to the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, your best podcast spot for all things Cleveland Guardians baseball. Presented by WaitingForNextYear.com. Follow Matt on Twitter at Dairy Speaks and Todd at TDGuardiansKU. The Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast is on the air.
And the season's upon us, everybody. It is the first regular season edition, if you want to call it that, of the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, WaitingForNextYear.com, the Evergreen Podcast Network. Matt and Todd with you Thursday night. Here we go, tomorrow night. Guardians on the road in Oakland to take on the Athletics. Of course, some funked-up left-hander, Alex Wood, is going to be pitching for the A's. You know what this is going to be. Shane Bieber for the Guardians. We're brought to you by Rise and Grind Fitness, Center for Advanced Dentistry, Breaking Tea T-shirts. Todd, are you excited, man? Here we go. This is it. We got a lot to get into, including some just classic roster construction by the front office, huh?
I'm very excited. I need this badly. You and I both, we need this badly. I'm just excited that now we have something to watch every single night, baby, because I know how much you love that. And,
oh, yeah.
And how did the talk with the missus go?
Not great, but, what's the average at best? You know, I just said, hey, Thursday night, 10:07. She's like, I'll be asleep. The late night games are not the issue.
No, of course not. It's the 6:40 starts and 6:10 starts and 7:10 right. starts.
It's the Saturday night out with friends or at an important event. And, you know, she's trying to talk to me and my head's buried in Gamecast. You know, that's never been good. I know you go through it as well.
I love it. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I really would.
Right. Right.
But I am very excited that the season's starting. And very anxious. Very anxious. This could go one of two ways. I think they're either going to really surprise people and be in it the entire time, or it's going to be a complete disaster. And they'll be trading Bieber at the deadline, and they'll be trading whoever else they can get rid of at the deadline.
You know, it's interesting. They've made so many weird moves here. And all the talk about Manzardo, De Los Santos, all these guys that they were trying out to bring power to the lineup. And then toward the end, when they were putting the roster together, it was bizarro world because all of a sudden it was, wait a minute, Arias and Rocchio are both going to make it? Oh, they're sending Manzardo down. Oh, De Los Santos gone, back to Arizona. And, you know, it appears, at least if you look at the lineup for tomorrow night, I would guess that David Fry would be DHing and Laureano would probably be hitting cleanup against the lefty, and that's where they're going with the guys they had last year. You got to unmute, my man. There you go.
Sorry, you and I were very, very surprised by this Arias situation because all spring, well, a couple things. Number one, all spring long, we were just under the assumption that Arias was going to be the shortstop. They'd send Rocchio down, Freeman would be the utility man. You know, we'll talk about Straw in center field and the center field situation, but. All of a sudden you look up and it's like, okay, think about all the time we wasted talking about Davison De Los Santos and how is he going to fit? And will Manzardo make the opening day roster, which now we can look back and say there was never any chance he was going to. But we always just figured, oh, well, there's no room for De Los Santos and Manzardo. And now neither of them are here. I don't know. I got to be honest with you, though. I think the best thing is that Freeman is going to be an everyday player one way or another, which I love. And to be honest, Rocchio had the best offseason. You know, they're not judging by the spring, because if they judge by the spring, he and Arias should have been sent out and Freeman should have played shortstop. So who knows? I don't know which way this is going to go. Yeah. I think every day it's going to be different. I do. I think the lineup's going to be a constant cycle of guys until he figures it out.
I agree. And I think, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, well, Jackson Holliday isn't up with the Orioles either. They're playing the April 19th game with him, as are the, you know, and I'm not going to dog whistle here either. I love that phrase. I'm going to start using it. But the biggest surprise and what I'm proud of the organization is, even though there's articles now, he's still going to have a role, is that Miles Straw is not even on the team. What a stunner. I love that. Good for them.
Well, you know, we're all like, oh, you know, he's always going to make it because of that contract, the stupid extension that they gave him, which was, I can't believe it.
We all loved it at the time.
But in the end, it's like, I think the most money they were going to pay him was in 2 years, like $7 million. And we're acting like that's like a lot of money in today's game, which is a joke because only our franchise, well, not only ours, but where are the few franchises where, ooh, $7 million is a big deal.
Right.
Normal teams cut bait on guys like that all the time if they have to. So, but yeah, pleasantly surprised doesn't even describe how I feel about it. Excited. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like I thought Straw sucked all the time. But we watched 3 years of him, and it got worse every year. His defense got worse last year. And the one thing you could always lean on with him is, well, listen, he's a Gold Glove center fielder, and he's a pretty decent base runner. Well, they obviously think we have too many guys we have to see, and let's not waste time with a guy like Straw, who's not going to be here long term and is not the future.
No. I mean, look, like we said, need defense in center field late innings, can still have a role, beloved in the clubhouse, and all those things. And this organization looked up and said, you know what? We need to see what we have, in the kid they got, you know, from the Yankees. Why am I just completely drawing a blank on his name?
Estevan Florial.
They want to see what they have in Florial. They've got to play Brennan. I mean, there was talk, you know, tweets coming from Mandy Bell and from Zach. 11 of these 13 players have been told they're on the team. And it's like, oh, it's down to Brennan. Like, Brennan? Will Brennan is hitting. Will Brennan looks the part. No one's saying he's going to be the second coming of, you know, Aaron Judge in the outfield. But, like, you still look up and go, wait a minute. He's a guy that has a decent track record that you'd figure was a lock to stay and would play against right-handed pitching. But they did it right, I think. The De Los Santos thing, they tried. But at 20, you can't blow a roster spot like that and just leave him sitting there. And he wasn't good enough this spring to go, man, he's a must keep. There's plenty of 20-year-old sluggers in everybody's arsenal and organization. I mean, heck, the Guardians have one of their own. He bats left-handed in DeLauder. So, you know, that's – I thought they did the right thing. They put the best players on the roster, in my opinion, and giving Rocchio a shot every day and, hey, move Arias here, move Arias there once in a while. I have no beef with this. And then you're right. Then when we get to April 19th, if none of these guys are hitting and they're a waste, maybe they just DFA Florial if he looks terrible at the plate. It's not a big sample size to go from March 28th to April 19th, but need to win baseball games. And Manzardo should be up, but let's see if these guys can stick and stay. And then somebody hits, and then that way they play.
When you said stick and stay, it reminded me of a swing and sway your vertebrae.
Yeah.
So I think, though, Florial is going to get more at-bats than you think in the first, you know, at least the first month. They got to see what they got. He played a little bit better towards the end of the spring. He started hitting a little bit. You know, they traded, we talked about this in the last pod, they traded an arm who would definitely be on the opening day roster in Cody Morris to get him. So, you know, you gotta at least give him some time. And to the point with Brennan's still an A+ defender, can an arm, can play center, can play both corners. There's value there. So really, if you think about it, why, you know, Brennan and Straw are, I'm not saying the same guy, because I think Brennan's a better player and has more upside. That's the point. He has more upside. You already know what Straw is and what Straw isn't. So there's no point in keeping him around. And I'm thrilled that they did it. And I come back to this. If Terry Francona was still the manager, Straw would be playing center field and starting on opening day.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be watching. I made that promise to you.
Bullshit.
No, I'm telling you. Tyler Freeman winning center field is awesome. I'm excited. I don't know how he's going to do in that cave out in Oakland when the ball all of a sudden just disappears in that dark spot in left center and right center. I don't know how he's going to handle it defensively. My guess is Florial in the late innings tomorrow night will be the one going out there. If they have a, you know, 3-1 lead or Bieber pitches well, who knows? You have to figure that, you know, maybe Brennan moves to right and Laureano's in center. You know, it's the Laureano revenge tour. I'm hoping that the first four games in Oakland, he does well. You hope Vogt wants to beat his old team. You know, that he played for. So many weird, weird scenarios. Vogt starting the season in Oakland is weird. Jason Benetti starting the season in Chicago. That's weird. As the voice of the Tigers, it's kind of wild. But I'm excited. I mean, I think the lineup looks deeper as you. I mean, who's hitting second tomorrow night against Alex Wood? You think it's Freeman?
Right-handed, I would say Freeman. Yeah.
unless it's Jose.
I think it's going to be Kwan 1, Freeman 2, Jose 3. That's my guess. And then Naylor 4.
I think Vogt will hit Jose second tomorrow. I have that feeling.
We'll be hitting.
Don't you think?
Okay. What about sure. And you think Fry's going to open the DH tomorrow?
I do. I think Laureano's hitting.
You know what the funny thing is? We have no, by the way, the funniest thing about all this is we have no idea. And it's the day before the season starts when we're recording this. We don't know what the lineup's going to look like on a day-to-day basis. And I think, you know, to be honest, I'm not saying it's a good, I think it's kind of a good thing when you have a young team like this. You know, you're not guaranteeing, let's rotate these guys in and ride the hot hands if they ever get hot.
Like George Costanza once said, if it keeps working, keep doing it or whatever.
Go with it until it stops working. I talked to Don Mattingly. He's the first baseman.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Gary Brothers, Guardians cast, day before the season opener. I'll say one thing. I mean, the way Shane Bieber was pitching in the spring, and I know it's just the spring, but contract year, velo up, feeling good. I see that as being a gigantic plus for this baseball team, and then I expect him to go out and dominate tomorrow night and do his thing, don't you think?
I do too. Listen, early in the season, that giant ballpark, that team, you know, I was looking at their roster. I mean, without looking, how many Oakland A's can you name?
Seth Brown. Esteri Ruiz. Oh, God. Ryan Noda. Is he still on their team? I could name a couple. How many could you get?
He was on the team last year. I don't know. I'm going to look at the roster right now. You know who they do have? Or no, that's a different. Remember Austin Adams?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's who they have in their
team. Paul Blackburn.
Yes. Ryan Noda is on the team, by the way.
Yeah.
Paul Blackburn. Yes. How about in the outfield? It's JJ Bleday.
Yeah.
Lawrence Butler.
This is like
Major League. Mitchell Friedman? Yeah.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, 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 cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on cannedairpodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.
No, it's pathetic. And, they don't even know where they're going to be playing next year and everything else. And that's why you got to, you go in there and you're playing four games against that team. You got to take at least 3 out of 4. They're horrible.
You have to, and there's going to be no one there. You know, why would you pay for that product? If you were a fan,
I wouldn't.
Meanwhile, that's team president, Dave Cavill, my old elementary school buddy. He's real popular there in Oakland.
Isn't Shayna, she's a big A's fan.
Yeah. Shayna and Griffin. They love their A's. And of course, Eric, the actor, may he rest in peace.
Shout out to the Starbucks down in Nova, Florida, or wherever Shayna is. Shout out to her. She's awesome. All right. So we touched on Straw, everything else. Bigger concern. This was an executive producer question. Bigger concern, the outfield or the bullpen? I mean, this is a tough question because there's so much. You look at Todd, outfield wise, and will somebody grab that center field job? Will somebody grab that right field job? We know Stephen Kwan and what he's going to do in left field, but this bullpen right now, outside of Barlow in the eighth and Clase in the ninth, I have no idea who would pitch the seventh if they have a one run lead.
No, God, that's a great question. So we're assuming by this conversation that Scott Barlow is pitching the eighth. I assume.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
It sounded like Cade Smith was the last man to make it. So in that case, right now, the way I look at it, it's probably, I hate to say it, but I think it is Nick Sandlin. Who do you pick? I don't have no idea. That's
the problem. I'm telling you right now, the man that is going to be the guy that we're going to go, man, couldn't start, but he's a bullpen gem for one inning, and that's Hunter Gaddis.
Wow.
I think Hunter Gaddis is going to hit 96, 97 on the gun. I think he's going to be the new, you know, remember years ago when the Rangers got Ogando and he was like 6-7, man. And obviously when the Guardians got him, he was trash, but like, he's the guy. I think Hunter Gaddis is going to develop into a back end of the pen, high leverage guy.
Well, he's a two pitch pitcher and it looks like his stuff has been playing up and they've been using him and treating him as a reliever, you know, this spring. And that's the thing. This is up for grabs. They can do whatever they want here. If you're one of these guys, you have the opportunity to make yourself an indispensable member of this team. If you think about it, because none of these roles other than the eighth and ninth are defined. So, hey, Hunter Gaddis, go out and take that seventh inning. Nick Sandlin, be the man. You know, whoever else,
I'm not holding my breath on the Sandman, nor am I holding my breath on Eli Morgan. I mean, those guys.
Well, Eli's got to be at this point, the mop-up guy, right?
Well, mop-up guy is, what's his name? Tyler Beatty, isn't it?
Well, I think he's going to be a piggybacker with Carlos. That's because I don't think you're seeing Carlos more than four or five innings tops.
Carlos is starting Sunday.
I am very, very excited that he's back and he deserves to, you know, retire in, you know, Cleveland baseball gear for sure. Guy's a friggin' legend. I love him. He loves Cleveland. If you go back to his original contract extension, he took just like Jose, he took way under market value to stay here because he was comfortable and he loved the city and his family loved the city. So I hope it all works out with him.
I'm excited to see what Cade Smith offers. I'm rooting for Tim Herron. He's an IU Hoosier, but like, I don't know. You're right. I mean, not having some of these guys, not losing Stefan for the year, not having Gavin Williams start. So now you have to have Carrasco in this BD situation, which you're right, could be a fifth starter piggyback deal. I know they talked about, well, maybe they might add another arm, you know, off waivers or something like that. But it's outside of Barlow and Clase, you're right. It's a complete crapshoot, complete crapshoot.
And, you know, it's funny. Xavion Curry was such a big part of the pen last year. And, you know, they obviously want him to be a starter in AAA. And he didn't even make the team. So,
well, he's also been sick. That's virus
true.
That's gone around.
Right. And they may put him on the injured list, I think. Or did they say they were going to do that potentially or not?
I don't think they've done it officially yet, but he's not on the roster right now.
Well, I think we kind of, this whole spring, the complete glossing over of the Trevor Stephan out for the year situation. I mean, that's a huge loss. 99's fallen off the table. He's hurt. He's not good anymore.
You're not
I'm not either, but I'm saying, you know, if he was on the team, I bet he'd be the first one to get the ball in the seventh. If he was healthy right now, don't you think he's getting the ball in the seventh as much as I can't stand him?
I guess.
Based on track record, I think he would.
Bring up Phil Leftwich. Let's go.
What?
At times, Karinchak last year was so bad, he probably couldn't even get Big 12 Molly out. I mean, come on.
Doubtful. Doubtful. She's got quite a swing. Yeah, but it's just, but this is what I say and have said on this pod many, many times. Nothing kills a season like a bad bullpen. And we are going into the season with the – I have no idea what we're going to get out of it. And if that first game, we're up 2-0 going into the seventh and the game gets blown, going to be one game and we're going to be doom and gloom. Here we go again. Well, like we said, bad bullpen.
Because, like you said, no Henches, no Stephan. That hurts. I mean, Big Sam was poised to have a big year. Heck, Selby's Godcast was talking about Sam Henches for the All-Star game as kind of a funny bit, but they were serious about just his ability. He starts on IL. I mean, look, every team's got injuries, all right? But, and the A's bullpen, by the way, is decimated with injuries from what I was reading. So we'll see. But you're right. I think Gattis is the one that steps up. I do. I think he throws hard enough. I think as a starter, you're right. Only having the two pitches could not work for him. He got behind in counts and you knew it was coming. Now he can let it rip. He's going to pitch one inning. So I'm bullish on Hunter Gattis.
I just was looking at their bullpen. Do you know who made their team?
Who?
Michael Kelly. Remember him last year?
Oh, yeah. He was on
three in a row. I'm looking. You got Michael Kelly, former Tribe farmhand TJ McFarland, who's been around forever.
Well, they just traded for him. Yes.
And Luis Medina. No, I'm just kidding. It's his son. No, it's not. Luis Medina Jr.
We're gonna see two lefties. You know these teams are gonna line them up. You know, Alex Wood, I think, on obviously tomorrow,
the opener.
And Saturday, yeah. Sears pitches, and he's really good.
I mean, he is good.
Sears and Blackburn. I mean, their rotation isn't terrible.
No, that's it, this one. I'm not. I would never bet a baseball game, or maybe I would. I don't know. I would bet the under on every one of these games.
I know. And the other thing too is that with that stadium, you know, you hit a pop up that is out of play in every other stadium, except this one. It's so pitcher friendly that stays in the park. There's all that foul ground, you know.
A lot of foul ground, especially over by third base. Oh.
So I'm looking at all these power rankings. By the way, quick shout out on Rise and Grind Fitness. I know you are right now in parts unknown. So I know they're holding down the fort back there, but what kind of deals they got? Well, they got any deals at Rise and Grind?
They better be holding down the fort while I'm at parts unknown. Yeah. If you want a group fitness experts in the field, you're looking for boot camp, you're looking for cycle classes, you're looking for bar classes. We have something for everyone at Rise and Grind Fitness.
Are you looking for Donald?
If you're looking for Donald, you will not see Donald there. Maybe one of his kids, but if you seriously are looking for a great group fitness, a positive atmosphere, everyone pushing you to be your absolute best, and just a really friendly group of people, come check us out. RiseandGrind.com, RYZEANDGRIND, RiseandGrind.com, or at Rise and Grind Fitness on Instagram. We are going to be having a tax day sale coming up.
Ooh.
So it's, 10 classes for $150. You find me another studio, you're going to find $15 a class. Some of my competitors are double that. So come check us out. We got it all. Rise and Grind Fitness, corner of Chagrin and Brainerd, above Bank of America, and tell them I sent you, or tell me that you heard me on the pod, and I'll hook you up with your first class free.
Center for Advanced Dentistry, Dr. Ben, Dr. Sean, they are fantastic. The best duo when it comes to dentistry in the city of Cleveland and really in the country. And of course, Breaking Tea t-shirts, if you're looking for your Jose Ramirez shirt, the Naylor one, Bieber Fever, whatever it is, and you want some gear to wear to the home opener, which is like, seems like in 3 weeks.
I know, it's like annoying. It's a week from Monday.
What is it, April 8th or something?
Yes.
By the way, it's April 5th.
The day of the eclipse, by the way. I don't know if you know this or not.
I do.
Apparently, Avon, Ohio is the number one place in the world to see the eclipse.
I think Tom Hamilton lives in Avon, doesn't he? Underwood? Some of them do.
Well, I'm not even kidding. Like, they're shutting stuff down. None of the kids at school here in Cleveland.
Really? All for the
no
eclipse?
School. All because of the eclipse. Yeah.
Is that astronomy or astrology? Which one?
I don't know, Chaz Osborne.
Speaking of that, April 8th.
I don't think so, Osborne. All right, sorry,
April 8th, I know you'll be there. I have just been informed by work sources that on April 5th, I will be in attendance at Comerica Park for their home opener.
Oh, no. You have to go to the opener?
It's a business, yes. It's a perfectly legitimate business. It's not legitimate.
Oh, my God. You have to go to the... Oh.
I do.
Well, that should be fun for you. Pomp and Circumstance of the Tigers, your favorite thing.
I'll be attending the Construction Association of Michigan pregame event. That'll be a lot of fun. Other than that, I'm none too pleased that I have to... that I have to attend that. I mentioned before, Breaking Tea t-shirts. Go online to Breaking Tea. You're all right. I can hear you. You got audio? BreakingTea.com. Todd's audio has been cutting in and out this entire time. But BreakingTea.com, get your gear there. Go to BreakingTea.com/Derry, D-E-R-Y. Takes you right to the Cleveland collection. You want Browns stuff, Cavs stuff, Guardian stuff, anything that's popular right now, even in NCAA and everything else. Go to BreakingTea.com/Derry to get your gear right now. Let's get Todd back in here.
Here's a little peek behind the curtain. Yes. Because the iPad connection was not working, I had to go to the phone, and the phone.
You're good now. We're live.
No, I know we're live, but I'm just saying. And then my phone rang. And then the phone rang.
Yeah. All right. So, real fast. Before we go, this is because we got to wrap up.
Let's get some predictions. Give me your win. Let's go.
What?
I said, let's get some predictions, baby. Let's
win
go.
Total. Win total. What do you got?
Win total.
Yes. That's what we've been doing.
You're not going to like this.
Okay.
Win total.
Yes.
76. The year I was born. I'm not optimistic. I am not optimistic. Here's my reasoning behind it. It's the same offense as last year, essentially. And I just don't, unless Manzardo comes up and is incredible, I just feel like it's going to be pitch around Jose, pitch around Naylor, and let everyone else beat you. And I'm a little concerned. I won't lie. And that's number one. And number two, that bullpen is vomitous. And unless someone, and it is. And we have been so spoiled for so many years of great bullpens. And now we look up and we have no idea who's going to be who in what role. And listen, what if Manny last year, he blew 10 saves. What if he's worse? I'm not saying he's going to be, I think he'll be better, but what if that happens?
So you say 76.
76.
I'm going 84.
84
and 78. And I think we win the division with 84 wins. I think this division, while it's improved, look, the Twins can never rely on Buxton. He's never healthy. Royce Lewis is a monster. He scares the bejeez out of me. But don't tell me that going from Sonny Gray to Dee Sclafani is going to make the Twins win this division. I think we can do this. Absolutely. The unnamed team is definitely better, and I think Skubal is really good. But, like, don't give me this fat Jack Flaherty and Kenta Maeda routine. Sorry, not buying it. So I'm going to say 84 wins and sneak in and win the division.
84. Okay. How about breakout player on the team who comes up or has already made the roster and asserts himself as an everyday guy and a future player for this team? Bullpen, starting pitcher, or position player?
I mentioned Gattis. I think Brennan's going to be much improved, and I think Bo Naylor is going to be the guy. I think eventually by the mid-season, we're going to go, man, we got something special behind the plate. He's batting fourth or fifth every day. Obviously, not every day, but you know what I mean. 5-6 days a week, and Bo Naylor is going to be legit. And then you put him with his brother and Jose. I think Kwan will be better. Jimenez will be better. I think the offense will be better, but I think Bo Naylor is going to be a guy we go, wow, that's my guy.
I'm going to go with two people. On the pitching side, I think when Gavin Williams comes back healthy, he's going to be an absolute monster, and by the end of the year, will be the best starting pitcher that the Guardians have. Like, wow. If they end up in the playoffs, Gavin Williams should start game one. He won't because if they make the playoffs, that means Bieber will start game one. But I'm telling you, Gavin Williams will be the best pitcher in the rotation this season. And number two, I think Tyler Freeman asserts himself as an everyday player and an indispensable person who they put in short sometimes, they put in center field most of the time, plays a ton, hits a ton. I think it's his year. I do.
All right, buddy. Well, here we go.
Well, the next time we pod, I will be back in my regular microphone situation. I will not be outside of a conference, and everything will be great. But I am looking forward to a season long of podcasting with my boy, the D's, the greatest show driver in podcast history, as far as I'm concerned.
We are locked on, my man.
Yes, and you know what else? I also think that it's going to be an interesting season. from a television and radio standpoint, because I am still, the executive producer hasn't figured it out yet. I got a username and password to lock in.
What a
mess. But the fact that I am stealing passwords to be able to watch the team that I own season tickets for is a joke. but nevertheless, I will be there opening day with Brooke, and I'm looking forward to it. Come down, say hi, tell me you're a pod listener. I always love that when I get spotted at the stadium and people say, love the pod. It's great. So
that's awesome.
Much appreciated.
All right. Well, and
one last thing before we go.
Yeah.
Shouts to our mother. God bless woman.
Here we go.
Come on. I'm trying to have a nice moment.
You're doing
here.
A serious.
I just wanted to let mom know, not that she doesn't, but that we love her and we support her in every way.
100%.
That's 100%. All. I just want to tell mom I love her. That's all.
Back at you. No, I'm with you 100%. And maybe we'll win it for her this year.
Damn right. All right.
For Todd, this is Matt. This has been the first regular season, at least, edition of the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast. Thanks to our friends at the Evergreen Podcast Network and waitingfornextyear.com. Always shout out to Joe, Craig, and the crew there. We appreciate them. We are out of room and out of here.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.